In any case, it would be her decision as to when to fire the first shot. After that, everything would happen Jin-Jin. Please God help me pick the right time. She waited, holding one of the coyote machine pistols with the barrel in the hollow of her shoulder. When the music started, a recorded version of what she thought might be Atsamore, Susanna lurched on the seat of the SCT and squeezed the trigger involuntarily. Had the safety not been on, she would have poured a stream of bullets into the shed's ceiling and no doubt queered the pitch at once. But Roland had taught her well, and the trigger didn't move beneath her finger. Still, her heartbeat had doubled, trebled maybe, and she could feel sweat trickling down her sides, even though the day was once again cool. The music had started, and that was good. But the music wasn't enough. She sat on the SCT's saddle, waiting for the horn. 3. Dino Martino, Eddie said, almost too low to hear. Hmm? Jake asked. The three of them were behind the Sioux Line boxcar, having worked their way through the graveyard of old engines and train cars to that spot. Both of the boxcar's loading doors were open, and all three of them had had a peek through them at the fence, the south watchtowers, and the village of Pleasantville, which consisted of but a single street. The six-armed robot which had earlier been on the mall was now here, rolling up and down Main Street, past the quaint and closed shops, bellowing what sounded like math equations at the top of its lungs. Dino Martino, Eddie repeated. Oi was sitting at Jake's feet, looking up with his brilliant gold-ringed eyes. Eddie bent and gave his head a brief pat. Dean Martin did that song originally. Yeah? Jake asked, doubtfully. Sure, only we used to sing it, When at a moon hits a yo lip like a big piece of shit at Samore. Hush, do you please, Roland murmured. Don't suppose you smell any smoke yet, do you? Eddie asked.